continue the story of Noah. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8, verse 21. Genesis chapter 8, verse 21.
创世纪第八章第二十一节。
I'll read in English, 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Genesis chapter 8, verse 21. The Lord spelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in numbers and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall on all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the sky and on every creature that moves along the ground. And on all the fish in the seas, they are given to your hands. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I give you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that have its lifeblood in it. For your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal, and from each human being too, I will demand an accounting for the life of another human being. Whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. As for you, be fruitful and increase in numbers, multiply on the earth and increase upon it." Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those who came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy this earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I've set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbows appears on the cloud, I'll remember my covenant between me and you and all the living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters be a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all the living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I've established between me and all life on the earth." Now, have you ever made a promise to yourself?
你曾经对自己做过承诺吗?
I've made a few in my life thus far.
到目前为止，我一生做了几个?
I found that these promises, for better or for worse, have become pivotal moments of my life.
而我发现这些承诺是好是坏已成为我生命中的关键时刻。
And in these moments, I will make up my mind about some matter.
在这些时刻里，我会对一些问题达到决断。
And then the decision will become the ultimate guide for every similar dilemma and crossroads.
而这些决断在每一个类似的困境的时候，会成为我最终的指南。
And I also come to realize that this personal convictions define who we are.
我还领会到这些个人的信念对我到底是怎么样的人下了定义。
It is not our abilities.
不是我们的能力。
Not our background.
不是我们的背景。
Not even our achievements.
甚至也不是我们的成就。
I've listened to enough eulogies to know this.
我听过很多颂词体会到这一点。
It is our convictions that determine who we are.
是我们的信念对我们到底是怎么样的人下了定义。
There was a time when I went through this rough patch in TTC.
我曾经有一次在三一神学院时经历到困难。
On my side, I didn't know what I was doing with my life.
从我的角度，我实在不知道我自己在做什么。
My entire education thus far has been on the science and business stream.
我一生的教育主要是在科学和商科里。
And the art subjects had fitted me quite badly.
而文学完全是不适合我的。
And at the same time, I heard some news from church that was quite disheartening.
在同时，我听到了一些关于教会令人相当沮丧的消息。
So, well, should I be giving up?
所以我是应该放弃吗?
That was constantly on my mind.
这想法不断在我的脑海里。
Second thoughts can be the biggest danger to a person on a difficult journey.
疑惑是对一个人在艰难的旅程时最大的威胁。
James said in chapter 1 verse 6 that the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind.
雅各在第一章第六节说，那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
And Jesus said in Luke chapter 9 that no one who puts a hand on the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
耶稣在律家第九章说，手扶着犁向后看，不配进神的国。
So I was disillusioned for some time.
我有一段时间感到了幻灭。
Then one morning, I had a moment of epiphany.
但后来有一早晨，我得到了顿悟。
I made a personal pledge to Jubilee.
我对喜年堂做了一个个人的承诺。
And that pledge has carried me through all the years in TDC.
这承诺帮我度过了在山一神学院的日子。
And more than 10 years in church now.
和在十多年在十年堂的日子。
In ministries, there are often up and downs.
在事工上不是一帆风顺的。
I've changed in temperament.
我的脾气有所改变。
I've changed in thoughts.
我的想法也有所改变。
And evidently, even in size.
很明显的，我的身材也是有所改变的。
But my conviction has stayed the same.
但是我的信念却保持不变。
I'm not saying this because it's something very special.
我这样说不是因为这是一件很特别的事情。
Some of you, especially my colleagues in Jubilee, have served much longer than I.
你们当中有一些人，尤其是我同事们，比我在喜年堂的时间更长。
But I hope that on the day that I die,
但我希望在我死的那一天,
they say that this guy is a Jubilean.
他们会说这家伙是喜年堂的人。
I will be defined at least by this conviction of mine.
至少我的信念对我下了定义。
In our passage today, after the flood, God also made a promise to himself.
在今天的经文中，洪水过后，上帝对自己做出了承诺。
And I think this promise then becomes a very defining moment of our God.
我觉得这个承诺是一个对我们上帝来说很决定性的时刻。
In chapter 8, verse 21, God said in his heart, Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done.
在第八章第二十一节，神在他心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅他。人从小时心里怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的灭各种的活物了。”
Now this promise sounds like quite a simple one.
听起来这像是一个很简单的承诺。
Or I'll never do this again.
我永远不会再这样做。
I'm sure we've all made promises like this.
我们都曾经做出了类似的承诺。
On a smaller scale, you would say, "Oh, I'll never eat in this shop again."
对一些小的事情，你可能说，我永远不会在这家店再吃东西。
Or you say, "Oh, I'll never wear this dress again."
或者我永远不会再穿这件衣服了。
On a bigger scale, you might say, "Oh, I'll never smoke again."
对一些比较严重的事情，你可能说，我永远也不再抽烟了。
Or I'll never drink and drive again.
或我永远再也不酒后驾车了。
But brothers and sisters, this conviction, it may sound quite simple.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这种信念听起来可能很简单。
But it does not come easy.
但要来的不容易。
I would even say that God, from now on, has to live with this heart-wrenching decision for good.
我甚至可以说，上帝是永远要承受这痛苦的决定。
Now to see that it does not come easy, let's read this passage from Genesis 6.
我们就看创世纪第六章。
In Genesis 6, we were told that the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on earth, and every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time.
就第六章第五节，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大。终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And the Lord regretted that he has made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I've created with them, the animals, the birds, the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I've made them.
耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为因为我做他后悔了。
And so when we compare the two passages, we see that essentially God has come to the same verdict after the flood as he had before the flood.
其实上帝在洪水后跟洪水前所做出同样的裁决。
Before the flood, in chapter 6 verse 5, we were told that the verdict is every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time.
在洪水前第六章第五节，这裁决是人总日所思想的尽都是恶。
And after the flood, in chapter 8, verse 21, the verdict is also the same. Every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood.
在洪水后的裁决，第八章第二十一节，人从小时心里患着恶念。
Both verdicts are the same.
这两个裁决都是相同的。
And this verdict is not saying that, oh, there is no kind or nice or good-hearted people around.
这裁决不是说世界没有好人或好心的人。
I'm sure there are many.
我肯定，敢肯定好人有很多。
And there are also good and noble non-Christians throughout history as well.
而在漫长的历史里，也有很多善良和高尚的非基督徒。
The issue here is whether humanity as a whole can transcend self-calculated self-interest, which inevitably leads to death.
问题是，人从一个整体的角度，能超越计算自性的利益，而避免走向死亡吗？
And if we reflect over the thousands of years of civilization until modern history,
回想这几千年的文明，直到近代的历史，
I think I will agree with God.
我会赞成上帝的裁决。
Humanity alone leads towards self-destruction.
人本身是会倾向自我毁灭的。
However, even though it's the same verdict before the flood and after the flood, it was a totally different sentence after the flood.
然而，虽然是在洪水前和之后是同样的裁决，洪水后是一个完全不同的判决。
Before the floodThe sentence is, I will wipe up from the surface of the earth the human race that I've created.
在洪水前第六章，我要将所造的人都从地上除灭。
But after the flood, we see in today's passage that the sentence is, never again will I destroy all living creatures as I've done.
在洪水过后第八章，今天我们的经文，不再按照我才行灭各种的活物了。
So the contrast in the sentencing we see cannot be greater.
这两判决的差别是很大和很明显的。
One from sending the flood to eventually saying never again.
从发洪水到从此以后再也不再这样做。
But precisely because we know that this verdict before and after was the same.
但是因为我们晓得这两个裁决是一样的。
We will also know that the personal conviction from God therefore does not come easy.
所以我们也晓得上帝过后的信念来的其实很不容易。
It's not easy because the effects of this verdict is also the same.
不容易因为裁决的效果也是相同的。
Now what is the effect of this verdict? We were told in chapter 6 verse 6 that the Lord regretted and his heart was deeply troubled.
在第六章第六节裁决后，我们了解到耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
So if we ask, is humanity still sinful?
所以我们就问，人还是有罪的吗？
Yes.
是的。
And so is God's heart not broken?
是，上帝的心是不是充满痛苦呢？
Yes.
是的。
Is his heart not filled with pain?
他的心是不是很难过吗？
Yes.
是的。
Is there no sorrow?
有没有悲伤呢？
Yes.
有的。
And therefore, is judgment and punishment not fair and justifiable?
然而，尽管是这样，上帝的判决。是的，审判和 惩罚会是公平合理的吗？
Yes.
是的。
Yet despite this, we see that God pronounced a different sentence.
然而尽管是这样，上帝的判决却不 是不一样的。
Never again.
永不再发生。
So we have to ask, why? If the effects are the same, why did God pronounce a different sentence?
所以我们要问，为什么上帝的判决是不一样的呢？
I think the reason is because just as the waywardness of creation is regrettable, the futility of punishment alone is also equally regrettable.
我觉得这是因为尽管创造的背叛令人遗憾，但仅仅处罚的无效也同样的令人遗憾。
God can punish repeatedly.
神可以反复的惩罚。
He can punish and punish and punish.
他可以继续的一直惩罚。
But the eventual verdict will not change with just punishment alone.
但最终的裁决不会因为惩罚而改变。
Human depravity will remain inevitable after every fresh beginning.
在每一个新的开始后，人的腐败仍然是不可避免的。
Now in the flood, God has struck all but destroying the earth.
在洪水中，上帝除了完全彻底的毁灭以外，所有的惩罚都已经试过了。
But God knows that even though his action does make a point, eventually it doesn't lead anyone anywhere.
但上帝知道，虽然惩罚是可以用来做个举例，但是不能达到长久的成果。
And so God decides to accept the world as is necessary to accept humanity as it is.
于是上帝决定接受这样的世界，因为他也只能接受这样的人。
This does not mean that God is now happy with the world and happy with humanity.
这不意味着上帝是对这世界和人觉得很满意。
But it does mean coming to terms with who they are.
而是接受了人的本性。
Only when you have acknowledged the situation can you start to do something about it.
唯有接受实在的情况，你才能开始面对解决所面对的问题。
Now let me be clear, acceptance does not mean resignation.
让我说明这一点，接受不等于是无奈承受。
The fact remains that there is nothing to prevent God from destroying his creation to yield a fresh start repeatedly.
事实上，没有什么能阻止上帝摧毁他的创造，反复的产生一个新的开始。
God can decide that, you know, creating the world is a bad idea in itself.
上帝可以决定创造本身是一个很坏的主意。
And just end the world once and for all.
就干脆把世界结束，斩草除根。
He can always do this.
他可以这样做。
And so when God made this promise to himself,
因此当上帝对自己做出了承诺，
this conviction to never again punish in this way,
以后绝不用这种方式来再次惩罚时，
we know that it's an active choice.
我们了解这种信念是一个积极的选择。
It's a deliberate exercise of his sovereign will.
是他故意的来行，是他的主权。
So in doing so, you and I know that actually he has chosen to live with the grief that comes with the constant rebellious nature of man.
这样做，你我都知道，他选择的是一个需要不断忍耐、人反叛的悲痛。
God has resolved that he will stay with.
上帝决断他将留在。
He has chosen to endure.
忍受。
And to sustain the world, notwithstanding the sorry state of mankind.
和支撑他的世界，尽管人有很多的瑕疵。
The flood actually has effected no change in humankind.
洪水其实没改变人性。
But it has effected an irreversible change in God.
但它却改变了上帝的信念。
God will now approach his creation with an unlimited patience and forbearance.
让他以无限的耐心来对待他的创造。
GodHas been committed to his creation from the beginning. Yes, that is so.
神其实是从一开始就一直致力的与他的创造。
But now we know that this commitment has been intensified.
我们现在知道这个承诺是更坚定了。
Because it is now marked by grief.
因为现在它的标志是悲伤。
So this is how we know that this commitment from God is indeed very costly.
现在我们才清楚地看到这承诺对神来讲是很昂贵的。
Now, in God's promise of never again, it is no mere toleration of evil.
在上帝的永不再发生的承诺，他并非仅仅是容忍邪恶。
He has taken a decision to just go with the world.
他已做出决定要与世界同行。
To persist in staying the course.
坚持到底。
And transforming whatever comes in the way of human wickedness.
要转化任何人类的邪恶的形式。
We know that it will be painstaking.
我们了解这将是杀花苦心的。
But he would never give up.
但他永远不会放弃。
God has made up his mind at the end of Genesis 8 about all these.
在创世纪第八章端，神已经做出他的决定。
And so in our passage today in Genesis 9 is merely the pronouncement of his personal conviction to humanity as represented by Noah.
所以今天在我们的经文在创世纪第九章是他对人所表达神自己所做出的个人信念。
It is a new beginning.
这是一个新的开始。
Life, both animals and humans, will be fruitful and multiply.
生命包括动物和人类将会生养众多。
It is like a repeat of Genesis 1.
这是跟创世纪第一章的重复一篇。
But yet you can feel that in this, you know, pronouncement there is something different.
但我们能感觉到其实有一些不同的地方。
God wants the new humanity to now respect life.
神希望新的人会尊重生物。
There will be individual accountability for everyone for themselves.
会有个人的责任。
When we eat meat, we must make sure that we never eat an animal that is still alive.
当我们吃肉的时候，我们绝不能吃还活着的动物。
Human life has the image of God and therefore is even more precious.
按照神形象所造的人的生命就更可贵了。
Killing a human being means a direct attack on God himself.
杀一个人就是等于直接攻击上帝。
And so we, yes, we can continue to be fruitful and multiply.
所以我们可以像以前一样继续生养众多。
But now there is a stronger warning on the respect of all kinds of life.
但同时现在我们需要对所有生命有更深的尊重。
But the biggest difference lies in the covenant.
但其实最大的不同之处在于立约。
God wants to reveal his promise to himself to us.
神要解释给我们知道他对自己做出的承诺。
His personal conviction to never again destroy his entire creation.
他的个人信念是永远不会再毁灭他的创造。
On one hand, we'll say that, oh, a covenant is wonderful.
从一方面来看，立约是很美好的。
The covenant is given so that we are secure in the faithfulness of God to his own word.
所立的约是我们对神的话，他的承诺觉得很稳当。
The covenant, of course, is as good as God is.
约的可靠性其实取决于立约的神。
God establishes it in goodness and love and upholds it in eternal faithfulness.
神的约是建立在善和爱，坚持在永恒的信实里。
And because it's God who makes the covenant, it never needs to be renewed.
这是永远不需要更新。
It will stand forever.
它是永恒的。
And it will do so regardless of what people do.
也不受人的影响。
But on the other hand,The fact that we have to make a covenant, I think it is sad.
但是从另一个角度来看，其实这个立约是很可悲的。
Because the flood has, you know, destroyed this, make it dangerous, this relationship for both sides.
其实这洪水已经威胁了我们双方的关系。
God cannot trust human beings.
神不能相信人。
And human beings cannot trust God.
人也不能相信神。
And so now God has to make a formal and solemn binding.Commitment to humanity.
所以现在上帝就对人做出一个正式和庄重的承诺。
Now the sign of this covenant is the rainbow.
这约的标志是彩虹。
It doesn't mean that the rainbow was created for this covenant.
这不意味着彩虹是为这约而被创造的。
But rather God is using this natural phenomenon as a sign of his covenant.
反而上帝是利用这自然的现象来成为他约的标志。
But even though this sign is a visible reminder to us that, oh, God made this promise.
不过虽然这标志会提醒神对我们的应许，
But actually its function is mainly for God.
其实它的功能实在是以上帝为中心。
Whenever God sees this rainbow,
当神看见彩虹的时候，
He will remember His own covenant.
他会记起他的约。
He will remember the promise He made to Himself.
他会记起他对自己做出的承诺。
The rainbow is actually a bowl after the rain.
彩虹其实是雨后的弓。
And although the rainbow we say is beautiful,
虽然这张雨后的弓是美丽的，
but I think it's somewhat melancholic.To see a bow that is without any arrows.
但是我看到一张无箭的弓，会感到有点惆怅。
Because this bow can no longer function as a weapon.
其实，因为这张弓没有动武的功能了。
It is only good now as an ornament.
只能做成装饰品。
I can only imagine what it's like for the, you know, the kind of the level of resolve for God to make this promise.
我只能想象上帝是下了多大的决心来做出这个承诺。
Because in doing so, he's intentionally limiting himself.
因为他这样做其实是故意限制自己。
It's like he's disabling his arm of strength.
是他自己废了他有大能的手臂。
This bow will never shoot again.
这张弓永远不能再放箭。
And it's a constant reminder of God's sacrifice.
这不断提醒我们上帝对我们的牺牲，
but it's also a constant reminder of his corresponding impotence.
但也同一时间提醒我们他相应的无能。
He has limited himself.
他是故意限制自己。
But I believe what is reduced in his destructive strength is now amply multiplied in the intensity to persevere and to endure.
但我相信。这毁灭能力的减弱，其实是会倍增于他坚持不懈的忍受的力度。
The rainbow now is a reminder of the turbulent relationship between God and man. Yes.
彩虹提醒神与人之间动荡不安的关系。
And so it's also a reminder that the work must always continue on.
但也是说，这工作必须继续的进行。
And now it's a reminder that cannot be ignored, it cannot be neglected.
因为我们也不能忽略，也不能忽视这个提醒。
God will see it after every rain.
神每逢下雨都看到它。
And then he will remember his resolve to continue on, to stay on with humanity.
也会让他记起他与人同在的决心。
God is like the father with a prodigal son.
上帝就像一个浪子的父亲。
The rainbow is the reminder that he will never again choose to have another son to replace this son.
彩虹是提醒他，他将永远不会再选择另外一个儿子。
This will be the only son, the prodigal son, that he will forever love.
这是他唯一永远爱的儿子。
And yet we know that he has such a rebellious son.
然而，我们也了解到他有一个很叛逆的儿子。
Ironically, the son.That is always carrying his image.
也是一个有他自己形象的儿子。
And so he has to wait.
因此他需要等待。
He has to endure.
他需要忍受。
And from the verdict, we know that he always grieves.
他也很感到悲伤。
But we know that his love must be eternal.
但我们知道他的爱是永恒的。
All of us have a bow.
我们大家都有这样的一张弓。
We have made no promises like God.
但是我们没有向上帝做出这样的承诺。
And so our bow can still shoot.
所以我们的弓仍然可以动武的。
And we can always choose to end our work and our project and whatever creation that we have made.
所以我们总是可以选择是结束，无论是我们的工作、我们的计划，或是我们任何的创造。
When the going gets tough.
当我们遇到困难时。
When we feel troubled or angry about something,
当我们感到困扰或生气时，
we can always shoot this bow and kill whatever the work it is.
我们就可以把它用这个弓来把它消灭掉。
We can just walk away and never look back.
我们可以离开就永不回头。
Maybe we do have the right to do so.
也许我们是真的有这样做的权利。
We feel justified because, well, we say that the dis- we feel justified that we can do this destruction because it was others who's wrong in the first place.
我们可以说，认为说是因为别人先犯错误，我们就有理去毁灭。
And so when we kill and walk away, we are just exercising our right of judgment.
所以我们这样做的时候，我们其实只是行使我们审判的权利。
But I want to ask today.
但是我今天要问。
What makes us never give up?
是什么让我们不再放弃呢？
Violence is easy.
使用暴力是很容易的一件事。
To destroy is easy.
要破坏也是很容易的。
We don't even need God's standard to be very critical.
我们甚至不需要神的标准来批判。
All of us are amply talented in fault finding.
我们所有的人其实都已经有充分的能去找出别人的短处。
But in looking at God today, I learned a lesson.
但是从上帝里，我们今天学到一个教训。
That destruction alone doesn't resolve anything.
破坏并不能解决任何的问题。
Neither does walking away.
离开也不能。
True transformation comes from enduring the pain and the suffering.
真正的转变只能来自于忍受痛苦和苦难。
It is knowing that things can go wrong.
是了解到其实什么都不能一帆风顺。
Falls are inevitable.
跌倒其实也是必然的。
But yet in forsaking this power of giving up.
然而在抛开这放弃的能力。
We gain the conviction of never giving up.
我们会得到永不放弃的信念。
In the past, I often wonder about God's methods.
过去我常常会想到上帝一贯的做法。
You know, choosing an old guy like Abraham.
选择一个老家伙叫亚伯兰。
And then waiting for him slowly to start his family, build his family.
等待他慢慢的成家立业。
Then he has to save all his descendants out of Egypt and through the wilderness.
然后就需要从埃及救了他的孙子经过旷野。
And then building a nation, but yet at the first guy he already failed.
建设一个国家，但也是失败了。
And eventually this kingdom divide.And both fell.
最终这国家是灭亡的。
And God has to restore it with the sacrifice of His own only Son.
神唯有是牺牲他唯一的儿子来复兴这个国家。
So we ask, what kind of conviction is this?
这是什么样的信念呢？
What makes Him never give up?
是什么不让他不再放弃呢？
All this while,
而所有这一切，
you know, from starting the thing and always enduring all the way,
从一开始和一直持续的，
all this is just because of a promise to himself.
这只是来自于他自己对自己做出的承诺吗？
Yet we are defined by our convictions.
不过是我们的信念对我们自己下的定义。
God is not known not just as the God of judgment.But also as the God of grace.
所以我们的上帝其实不只是一位审判的神，也是一位有慈爱的神。
And precisely because we know that He has this conviction of grace.
因为正是因为我们了解到他心念里有恩典。
His action demonstrate that in order to deal with human sinfulness,
他的行动表明，如果要处理人的罪，
it can only be resolved by His choice to be grieved.To be painful.
其实就能通过他所选择的悲伤和痛苦。
And eventually, with his grace.
但最终还需要他其中的恩典。
Today, I want to give a word of encouragement to each of our lives, to each of our ministries.
今天我想对我们每一个人的生活和我们的事工给一些鼓励。
It can be the relationship within your family.
这可以是关于您和你的家人的关系。
It could be the cell group that you are leading.
你在带领的小组。
Sometimes it seems like we are always dealing with a prodigal son.
有时候我们似乎是在面对一个浪子一样。
Maybe you have a child that never listens.
也许你有一个一直不听话的孩子。
Maybe your cell group is never committing themselves.
也许你的小组从来就不委身。
They are always interested more in chit chat than in the Bible study.
对闲聊其实还比圣经更有兴趣。
But whichever the case,
无论是在任何情况下，
you know, you feel like giving up or moving on,
你是很想放弃或离开的。
And then you come to the moment of choice.
学生带到需要做出一个决定的时刻。
When you come to the moment of choice, I hope you remember the rainbow.
到这个时候，我是希望你能记住彩虹。
The rainbow, the bowl that is after the rain.
雨后出现的弓。
It is a pretty one, but we see that it has been laid down and is now without arrows.
是一个很漂亮的弓，但是没有箭头的弓。
God knew that he would be grieved and broken-hearted again and again.
上帝是知道他会一次又一次的感到悲痛和伤心。
But instead, he made a promise to himself.
但他却做出了对自己的承诺。
Never again the destruction.
不要再破坏。
Never again the wiping out.
不要再摧毁。
He will stay with whatever it is.
不管是什么，他会留下来。
No matter how much the sacrifice.
不管有什么牺牲。
He will stay until the work is done.
他会留下来直到工作完成。
So we ask, what about your own convictions?
你自己的信念呢？
How would you be defined?
你将如何被定义呢？
What promise can you make to yourself?
你能对自己下什么承诺呢？
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you are the God of promise, you are the God of grace and love. Through your promise to never again abandon creation, you have chosen to stay with us, to endure the pain and suffering so that we might be transformed and live. For all this, we thank you. And we hope that your conviction becomes our conviction. In all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在以奉献来回应神的话。Thank you. 让我们起立奉献。来祷告，我们在天上的父，我们满心感谢你，因为你的恩典够我们用，叫我们常常思念你的恩典，也学习以恩典来活，让我们学习爱我们周围的人，也以爱来引导我们的生命。祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。